are Locked On Spurs, your daily San Antonio Spurs podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to Locked On Spurs on the Locked On NBA Network. I'm your host, Jeff Garcia, with News 4 San Antonio and Fox29SanAntonio.com. Glad to have you back. Hey. Spurs played the Warriors last night, and, you know, full disclosure, this is being recorded before the game, so hopefully by the time we listen to the show, the Spurs got a W, hopefully. Crossing fingers. I know our guest is crossing fingers as well. But, hey, it's been a while since we've had a fan episode right here on Locked On Spurs, and that's what we're going to do today. We're going to bring in a mystery fan to talk about what the fan base is thinking about in a couple of topics. One, has DeJounte Murray turned that corner? Has he made the next step in his basketball game evolution? We're going to be discussing that, as well as, do Spurs fans still feel that the Spurs need to make a move? And by move, you know, LMA and DeMar DeRozan, we know they're in a contract year, as the rest of the veterans are. We're going to be discussing that and more. So who is the mystery Spurs fan? You know him, you love him, Rudy Campos. He's a good friend of mine and also of Locked On Spurs. He's a, well, I guess, Rudy, how many times is this for you? Like three times already as a fan?
I think this is going to be number four.
This is going to be number four. Okay, well, that should tell you right there, everybody, that we love having Rudy here. He is with the Sports Dime, and he had a great guest recently. We're going to be discussing that and more later. That's later on, Rudy's when you'll be able to pop off your collar and brag a little bit about the Sports Dime. But, Rudy, how you been?
I've been good. You know, months. I think the last time we did a show, I had contracted COVID, just coming off of it. But I've been doing fantastic ever since then.
Good. I'm glad you are clear and free of that. So, you know, Rudy, this season is one of the youth. The young guys are gonna take the reins, and so far, for the most part, they've been doing that. Maybe the other game where the veterans took over, but it's all been about the young guys, your Keldon, your Lonnie, your Derek, and when he is healthy, you know, your Devin Vassell's, et cetera, et cetera. But then there's DeJounte Murray, who's kind of like in this weird spot. He's technically a veteran because, what is he, 5 years in the NBA, but he's still part of that young core, so he's not a rookie or a sophomore. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, if you look at the season so far, and again, everybody, we're recording this before the Warriors game. Hopefully nothing bad happened to Murray, or he had a breakout game. Nevertheless, he's been pretty good. I mean, that's putting it lightly. He's balling out, man. Assists are up. Scoring is up. He's looking like a floor general more and more. But where do fans stand with him? Because you look on social media, and it seems like every time there's a loss, it's always on him. Or there's a win, he doesn't get the shine. Where are fans at right now with Murray?
You know, fans are split down the middle because – I know for a fact you're right. When there's a loss, it's like, hey, DeJounte did this, DeJounte did that. He didn't even show up, only scored a few points. You know, he made this mistake. It's like he's under a magnifying glass when they lose. But when they win, it's nothing but praises. So I think it's down the line. People don't really know which way to go on DeJounte. Personally, me, I was a really hard critic of DeJounte. And actually on the airwaves a few shows ago, I actually apologized to DeJounte on the airwaves because I was hard on him. But when you got a point guard, 15 points a game, about 7 rebounds, 5 assists a game, and still averaging over a steal, all I can ask you is, what more do you want from your point guard position? I mean, he's no Steph Curry. You know, he's no Russell Westbrook, but he's getting the job done at that position 14 games into the season. So I see the fans' complaints, and I understand them. I also see the praises, and I like them. But I still think we got to give him more time. This is actually that season where it's kind of like make or break for him, and I think he's doing a good job right now.
If you tell me right now, Rudy, that just a NBA point guard is going to give you about 15 points a game, 7 rebounds a game, close to 6 assists a game, and a steal, I mean, I'd take it. I mean, I definitely would take it. So what's the issue with the side of Spurs fans who still seem to want to knock him every chance? Is it because he's not, like you mentioned, Steph Curry, or he's not, you know, one of the better name or the bigger name point guards in the league? Why can't Spurs fans just realize that maybe, just maybe, he's still evolving like we're seeing this year?
You know, it's, I think what it really comes down to is the fact that we expected so much from him after that first season, his rookie season, that we've kind of just been felt let down. So it's easy to kind of pick at him and say, well, he made this mistake or he's doing this. I don't like what he's doing here, stuff like that. I think the expectations were way too high, way too early. And now that we're getting, you know, some good play out of him, it's kind of like, well, the expectations were already high. Now you're showing up, but we're still going to pinpoint and look at all these mistakes you're going to make.
How much has the emergence of Keldon Johnson hurt Murray as far as expectations from fans? Because here's Johnson who comes in and practically towards the end of his rookie season, he shines bright. So far this season, he's been one of the brighter spots for the Spurs. And then there's Murray who's in his fifth season and now is just coming around. Do you think you got the emergence of Johnson and even the emergence of White? Mm-hmm. Having Spurs fans look at Murray and be like, okay, where was this early in your career?
You know, with Keldon's rise, it actually, what I think it does is it makes fans believe that Murray is more expendable because we still know what Derek White gives us, and we haven't seen him this year. A lot of fans believe that a Derek White, Keldon Johnson combination is better than a Keldon Johnson, DeJounte Murray combination. You know, mm-hmm. White is looked at as the better defender, the better scorer. And a lot of people think he's the better point guard. On paper, I can see that. And I do agree somewhat that White is the better point guard. But at the same time, you know, DeJounte is giving you all that you get. So with the emergence of Keldon, I think it does hurt Murray a little bit. But at the same time, if Murray keeps up this same play, I mean, there's your floor leader. He should be hand in hand with Keldon and even Lonnie Walker.
How much does the fact that he lost the season hurts him?
It hurts everybody. Everybody that loses a season knows you get, you know, knocked down the bench a couple of times. You know, you get knocked down that ladder because you're missing out on playing time. Playing time is the absolute key factor in an athlete's career. You've got to be on the floor. You've got to be on the field. You've got to play these games. So I know getting hurt his overall, you know, career stats, I guess, like what I'm trying to say, but with the emergence of Derek White and what we've seen out of White, that's hurt him as well. But I still think the key is Pop believes more in Murray as a leader than he does Derek.
You know, this season, Popovich has already heaped a lot of praise on Murray, calling him how he's now a point guard, mm-hmm. how there was a play they ran over and over again, and he found the right pass. And I think for me, Rudy is, yeah, and I made it very known on Locked On Spurs that he was one of the two guys that I had a microscope on, him and Walker. Now, Walker's for another show because let's just say he's falling back into the inconsistent mode again. Yes. But as far as Murray's concerned, I had a spotlight on him. And so far, he's been shining bright. Okay, sure. He has a couple of games that are off. You know, we saw him in the Utah game. He took full blame and he took, you know, blame for his poor play, but he rebounds well in following games. So just looking at a few of the numbers that young Murray has compiled this season, you know, I mean, it's just phenomenal. We mentioned, you know, his numbers right now, I think they're career averages, career highs in points and rebounds. Let's not forget too, that prior to the game versus Portland, I mean, he was what, a rebound away and 1 point away from another triple double. He starts off the season with a triple double. He has what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 games in a row, 7 games in a row of double figure scoring. It seems to me, Rudy, that there's more, I guess, highs than lows this season for Murray. And I think that's a good sign. But let me ask you, because you're a football guy as well, do you think there's going to become a point guard controversy, a la quarterback controversy, when White comes 100%?
No, because, you know, as much as I love Derek White over DeJounte in the point guard position, that's my own personal feel. DeJounte makes more sense at the point guard position. Derek is a phenomenal scorer. He can get to the basket and he can defend. Having him as that off guard, to me, makes more sense. Right now, I would still have Derek as the backup point guard, but DeJounte has to be that point guard, you know, to lead this team. I just feel when it comes to instincts, as far as what you want in a point guard, DeJounte has a small nod over it because he does look for his teammates a lot more than Derek would. Derek's got, you know, that scorer's mentality. So I really would just like to keep DeJounte where he's at the point guard and a leader of this team as well.
Do you think the silver lining in White's injury is the fact that it's forced Murray to become more of a point guard?
Yes. We can't. I mean, Derek's been having a little bit of an injury bug, and that's usually not good. And Once he gets fully recovered and we see what we've got with Derek as well, because coming back from an injury, it can really hurt a person's career. We've seen that on many occasions. DeJounte's been able to bounce back now, but I think it's hurting Derek White a lot more. And it's forcing DeJounte to, like you said, actually step up and actually, you know, perform each and every game.
Are you sold that Murray has turned the corner? And do you, and then your personal feeling aside, do you think this fan base as a whole has, are believing that he's turned the corner?
As far as the fan base goes, no. I think they still expect a whole lot more from DeJounte. For me personally, I think so. I mean, from what we've seen from, you know, his injury riddled year where he didn't play, then from when he came back, and even last year, he was playing pretty good last year. He had some mistakes, but those are mistakes that, you know, I call them good mistakes. You know, if they lose you a game, hey, fine. They get you knocked out of the playoffs, whatever. I get it. But those are learning curves. You got to remember, guys like Jordan, you know, they had to fail before they succeeded. And DeJounte, I think, has taken that next step. We're seeing it on the court this year, 14 games in. You can't ask for more than what he's giving you right now.
Yeah, you really can't. I mean, he's being a lot more consistent this year. So far, he's healthy, knock on wood. He's saying the right things in post-game and pre-game chats with the media about this team being, you know, with their head on the swivel, you know, looking for the better pass. We're seeing him do it as well. The team, they lead the league in the few turnovers. I mean, you're looking at him, remember, he is the point guard. And, mm-hmm. you know, just you look at the game versus Portland, just one turnover. And then prior to that versus Houston, just two turnovers versus that last game against Houston. And then two turnovers versus the loss in that first game against Houston. He's minimizing that. His assists are up. I mean, he had 11 assists versus Portland. I mean, him, you know, him and I think it was DeRozan, they broke an NBA record with that. So he's doing all the right things as a point guard needs to do. And yeah, we're hoping for more out of Murray as the season progresses. All right, when we get back, we're going to shift gears now and talk about the future of the team. And that being, if Spurs fans and if Rudy still believe that this team needs to make a deal. We've got a couple veterans that have kind of been, you know, out there as far as maybe putting on a different uniform, whether it be after this season or via trade, LMA and DeMar DeRozan. But do Spurs fans still believe that that is the course the Spurs should take? We're going to do that in just a few seconds. But before we do that, rockauto.com is a family business serving auto part customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They got reliably low prices. They have a unique catalog. It's easy to navigate. You can find all the brands, prices, specifications you prefer, and they're the same. Those same prices, those low same prices, are for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Don't go spend up to twice as much. Just go to rockauto.com right now. See all the parts available for your car or truck. Right, Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us section so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. We are back, and I'm joined by Rudy Campos. He is the host of the Sports Dime. And Rudy, how can people tune into your show?
Hey, you can follow us on Twitter. It's at Sweep the League. For me, we go live every Sunday from 10 to 11 via Twitter, also Facebook, and even on Twitch now. It's pretty much all the same. Sweep the League on Facebook. You can go to the Sports Dime Facebook page and watch us every Sunday from 10 to 11. We have a lot of fun. We have a lot of great interviews as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're going to be discussing a special guest that Rudy had recently on the Sports Dime in just a few minutes. But Rudy, you look at the Spurs and they're playing great. You know, in my opinion, I think they're exceeding expectations as of right now. 8-6 again. Rudy, we've got to let them know this is recorded before the Warriors game, because I ain't going to stay up till what, 9-10 o'clock at night to record a Locked On Spurs after that game. But you look at the Spurs and yeah, they're playing good. You know, we mentioned the turnovers, you know, they have balanced scoring. Not one night. It could be many other, it could be somebody on the team's going to lead the league. I mean, the team is scoring. It'd be Jonte or Rudy or Patty, et cetera, et cetera. They're clicking, but there's also the specter of some of these veterans may not be in the Spurs uniform after this season or possibly before the trade deadline. The big names out there, obviously, DeMar DeRozan and LaMarcus Aldridge, both are in a contract year. Both have their final season in the Spurs uniform this year. Both haven't said anything about their future in San Antonio. The closest we got was DeMar DeRozan picking up his player option and staying on for one more year. Mm-hmm. But Spurs fans prior to this season were banging on the door saying, get them out of here, get some value, get LME out of here, get DeMar out of here, et cetera, et cetera. Considering how the Spurs are playing right now, Rudy, what are the Spurs fans feeling about making a move right now? And then what are your feelings about making a move?
As far as fans go, it's the same thing. I mean, I feel that everywhere I look, everywhere I see, it's the big man. It's LMA. They feel like he doesn't gel with the team, that he is slowing the game down for the guys. And, you know, that's the one guy that we see everybody wanting to move. I've seen a lot of people are talking about Jakob Poeltl. He's actually come along pretty good the last few games here. They're just noticing that, hey, we're missing that big guy in the middle, one that can protect the rim, get up and down the court with these, you know, nice little lob to get a dunk. I mean, we're missing the youth when it comes to the big guy. As far as DeMar goes, yeah, man, people were banging the doors off to trade DeMar, get rid of him and all this stuff. But, you know, two things. I felt he was always going to pick up that player option because, I mean, you're getting that kind of money. You're guaranteed that money. Why try go and get somewhere else? You may get less. So that's a good thing that he took that. But at the same time, I think all that banging, you know, is actually stopped. And it's actually really quiet on the DeMar front because we're looking at a guy who's leading the team in scoring at 20.7 points per game. And he's actually gelling. I mean, we're talking about DeMar DeRozan leading the team mm-hmm. in assists at 7.1. This is a new side of DeMar that we're seeing. He's gelling with the youth. He's that leader, I think, that these young guys need. I expected DeMar to stay as well. But personally, it's LMA, man. I think you've got to make a move when it comes to the big man position. If they don't, it's okay. I'm not real worried about it. LaMarcus is just, you know, he's going to give you the few point, you know, the 14, 15 points a game, maybe a few boards. I just would like to see some rim protection is what I would like the most. And a little bit of youth, like a Mo Bamba or somebody like that to just kind of run up and down with the guys.
Yeah, there's the, you know, look, the Spurs can still make a move. The trade deadline is still months away. And, you know, they could talk to the guys. It's mainly just the veterans. All four veterans are on the final year. You got Patty and Rudy and LMA and DeMar. And you look at them and you're like, okay, can we do something right now? I don't see the Spurs dealing Patty unless the season goes south and there's no way for them to make the postseason and, you know, let Patty go and chase a ring, maybe. But I look at the situation with the Spurs and say, okay, even if they're clicking, let's just fast forward, Rudy, and say that, okay, they're clicking even at the near the trade deadline. Do you still want to disrupt that chemistry by making a trade?
Personally, if you've got a competitive team come the trade deadline, you're sitting pretty at sixth or seventh, you know, even in the eighth spot, yeah, and you feel like you're comfortable, I don't see them making that move unless there is something on the table that really just is like, it makes total sense. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of hard to see. I think a lot of teams in the NBA, honestly, after that Harden deal, every team is pretty much set. I think we're going to see the Lakers make a move come trade deadline, just because I still feel that they're one, not star away, but they're one piece away from repeating. So I think that's going to probably be the only team that's active right now when it comes to the trade deadline. I see the Spurs staying put unless they get that kind of deal that they need. And remember, the West got a little bit worse. You know, Harden went out east. So obviously the Rockets they're a good team still, but they're probably not going to make the playoff position that they had, you know, that they were figuring to make. And I mean, you still got the Spurs there. As I've always said, as long as they can stay 500, they should get that seventh or eighth spot.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of split down the middle, and I agree with you. If Team A offers the Spurs a package they can't pass up for because they need a guy like LaMarcus or even DeMar, then you go for it. But at the same time, do you want to mess up this flow? And you're seeing, you know, as much as the Spurs fans want to, you know what, on LMA every chance they can, mm-hmm. but remember, when he was out, they struggled. And with him, they have an above 500 record.
Yeah.
It was him who bailed out the Spurs in that Toronto game at home. It was him who put up big numbers versus his former team, Portland. But then again, historically, he's always done that since he's left Portland. It was him that has been providing a little bit of a punch, offensive punch, that Jakob cannot give you. So where do you stand, Rudy? Really? There's like pros and cons with keeping LMA. And, you know, obviously you mentioned all the pros of keeping a DeMar DeRozan, but let's focus on LMA. Okay. Where do you stand? I mean, maybe, look, he's not rebounding the ball well this year. And he's only had a double-figure rebounding game just once. Mm-hmm. Just once. But he puts up the numbers. He's still a threat. What happened to that three-point shooting, Rudy? Remember? I mean, it's kind of gone away recently. So you have this mixed bag with LMA. Where do you stand?
Yeah. You know, I was one of the guys that looked at them saying, well, oh, he's practicing his three-point shot. He's going to be more of a three-point shooter this year. I really wasn't buying it. I mean, LMA is not a consistent three-point shooter. His game is all mid-range and, you know, top of the key type stuff like that. That's where he excels. And when I'm looking at LMA, let's be honest, man, you know, I would like to see him moved, but I know for a fact you're not going to be able to move him without throwing in one of the younger guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, a team's going to want another piece besides LMA. LMA is not the type of player that's going to bring teams like calling your phones, banging on your doors, you know, all that stuff. So I say you're right. LMA is not going to give you, you know, the defense that maybe a Jakob Poeltl gives you when it comes to rim protection. But lately, he's been making a little bit more of a difference, like you said, with scoring. There's been a couple of plays where he's got his hands up and deflected a ball. You know, there's just little things that LMA has been doing that has been helping this first team. So I'm thinking as far as the positive goes, you still get that scoring. But what it is you're not relying on LMA to be that guy like when he first got here. You've got DeMar. You're also seeing the emergence, like I said, of DeJounte, Keldon, and Lonnie. Even though Lonnie's inconsistent, Keldon is that other scorer that is helping out LMA and DeMar. So right now I'm saying he's going to be with the Spurs past the trade deadline. What happens in the offseason? I don't know. There's still sign and trade possibilities. There's still a lot of stuff that could go on, but expect him to still see him in the silver and black and the Fiesta colors throughout the whole year.
So I take it you would be surprised if the Spurs do deal him this year.
I would be very surprised because, like I said, it's going to take him and another young guy to make a move.
Well, we'll definitely see what's going to happen because the Spurs, you know, they got to make a decision. I mean, everybody knows what that is. You lose a serviceable big, you know, still a quality big in the NBA, like LaMarcus, for nothing.
Say he doesn't resign.
Yeah, exactly. And then there's DeMar DeRozan, who I think of the two, I think Spurs fans will be more amenable to seeing DeMar DeRozan get re-signed in San Antonio, a la, you know, Jimmy Butler out of Miami, you know, build around that kind of concept. But what about the other veterans? You got Rudy Gay and Mills. Where do you stand on those guys? They're also in a contract year. They could walk away for nothing.
I see Patty stayed in the silver and black. And actually, to be honest with you, they're not going to make a move on him just because we don't know how Derek White's season is going to go. So we do need that backup, even though we have Trey Jones. Again, Trey's got to develop more. You can rely on Patty a lot more because he's got veteran. To be honest, I think this is probably Patty's last year. I don't think he's going to play after this year. It's just something in me that tells me he's probably going to end up retiring. Rudy Gay is a person that I can see possibly being moved at the trade deadline to a contender, to a team fighting for a championship who needs that extra veteran in there. So if anyone's going to be moved out of all, you know, out of both guys, I think it's going to be Rudy, but I think Patty stays with the silver and black throughout the whole year. And like I said, I really do see him maybe retiring at the end of this year.
Yeah, I got to disagree with you there. I do not see him retiring. The way he talks in post game and in pregame chats, he still says he has a lot in his tank. We forget. Okay. He's old by NBA standards, but he's just 32. He's still
young, yeah.
He's still young, and he made it very clear in the last chat we had with him in a media conference call that not to forget that, yeah, he's not technically part of the young core, but he's still a young guy. Even during the offseason, the COVID offseason, that period, he did an interview with GQ, and he said that he still has a lot left in the tank. So I don't see him retiring quite yet. And by the way, he made it very clear coaching is not going to be in his future.
Yeah,
but although Rudy Gay did tell me – that he wouldn't mind coaching. I thought that was weird. Rudy Gay coach. But by the way, did I actually hear you give some shine to a Duke guy, Rudy? What's going on here?
I'm glad I'm not going to get a whole lot of flack, that I hope, but yeah, I am a North Carolina Tar Heel fan, diehard fan. That was the only college I applied to and got denied, but that doesn't matter. But I'm a diehard Tar Heel,
Tar Heel fan.
Yeah, it is their loss. Trey Jones is obviously from Duke. When they're a part of Duke, if you're not named Christian Laettner and you're not a part of Duke anymore, you're in the NBA, then I fully support you, especially if you're on the Spurs. So, like I said, you know, I was a fan of Danny Ferry growing up too when he was on the Spurs. But yeah, I gave some love to some Duke people that are in the NBA. Let's make that clarification there.
Okay, fair enough. All right. So, at the end of the day, you still think that Mills won't be a Spur, nor will Rudy Gay at the end of the season.
At the end of the season, no, I don't see them. Either right. One, like I said, I called Patty retiring, but I just, something inside me that tells me that might be the case. But yeah, he won't be in silver and black after this year.
Oh, you're hurting me there, Rudy. You're hurting me. All right.
I know. I'm sorry.
We're going to continue our chat with Rudy Campos of the Sports Dime in just a few minutes. But before we do that, there's only one place that has you covered and one place we trust, betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag. Use promo code LOCKEDON for a 50% welcome bonus. NFL games, college games, you know, NBA, all sports are there. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use that promo code LOCKEDON for a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Bet online, your online sports books experts. And if you visit them on social media, like Twitter, follow them at betonline_AG. Use hashtag betonline. Again, don't forget that promo code LOCKEDON. And remember, it's a free account. So make sure to go check out betonline.ag. We are back, and I am with Rudy Campos. He is the host of the Sports Down, a radio sports talk show out in San Antonio. Rudy, tell us what's going on with the Sports Down. And I think you spoke with, I guess, maybe not Iceman, but how about Icicle? Maybe he's not the Iceman, but maybe he's Icicle. You had a chance to talk with George Gervin's son.
Yeah, actually, it's his brother. Brother Derek
Gervin. Oh, his brother. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. No, you're worried. No worries. Sometimes people say the same thing. But yeah, we talked to Derek Gervin last weekend and had him in studio. It was really a lot of fun. He's got so much knowledge on a lot of sports, not just basketball. It was amazing. And, you know, I definitely would check out that interview because I brought up the days of George playing at St. Cecilia's Gym in Detroit. And man, you're talking about games where he was teaming up with Magic Johnson and you had Isaiah Thomas and a lot of these guys playing in those games. Derek was talking a lot about that. I mean, his face just lit up talking about George during that entire time.
Yeah. And once again, how can fans tune into that show?
Yeah, we are live every Sunday from 10 to 11. It's on 9:30 a.m. The Answer. So you can go to the app or their website and get it as well. We're also live on Twitter. It's at Sweep the League. That's where we broadcast it. Facebook Live as well. Also on Twitch. It's all Sweep the League. So yeah, you can catch this 10 to 11 every Sunday on 9:30 a.m. The Answer.
You do that right now. I tune in. And Rudy even gives you a live feed from his Twitter handle. Another reason why you should follow Rudy right now. Yes. So you can check out what's going on behind the scenes as he's in action over at the Sports Time. All right, Rudy, do a little fun game with you here. All and right. Put you on the hot seat here. Here we go.
Oh, man.
I know. Popovich recently called rookie Devin Vassell a, quote, natural basketball player. You buying or selling?
I'm buying on that. Easily buying Vassell, even though he's not getting a whole lot of playing time. I think 17 minutes a game in that little bit of time, he's shown what he has to offer. It's just going to take a year or so to get that much more experienced.
All right. You buying or selling the 2021 Spurs City Edition Fiesta medals are a must get?
I am more than buying. I'm buying a bunch of them. They looked awesome.
I mean, it just wrote itself, you know, just put that jersey on a medal. Yeah.
It did. They know exactly how to sell medals, put it that way.
Yeah. And once again, for those of y'all who are not in San Antonio or not familiar with this, basically it's just Mardi Gras for 1 week in San Antonio. It got delayed because of the pandemic. It still may or may not happen. But nevertheless, there's a tradition in San Antonio where you collect medals every year. Just exactly that, mm-hmm. like just little medals like you see in the Army. And just put it this way, San Antonio's are big fans of that. And, you know, it's who has what and which one. They're all nice. So if you want to check it out, it's at the Spurs Zone News for San Antonio and Fox29SanAntonio.com. Rudy, buying or selling that fans at now, at this point of the pandemic, will or will not go to the arena, AT&T Center, when the doors open? I know I've asked you this question before, but you've had time to think about it. Do you still think they're going to go in or not?
I'm going to say, I guess I would sell, because yes, I think fans will still go in. I think the NBA will have enough things in place to where it should make fans feel safe. Personally, I'm probably the only one out there. I love watching games on TV and seeing no fans. I just love it. I don't know why. It just, for me, it reminds me of doing like those scout tapes for teams where you're just watching the team play, and it's easier for me to look and analyze the game a lot better. That's just me again, but I think fans are going to be able to get back in the arenas pretty soon here.
Well, I ask you too, because you dealt with it, and I don't know if that it's kind of scared you off from putting yourself at a risk again.
You know, I think having it was a scary moment. And of course, you know, a family member, and I've currently got family members now that have it, are really doing really bad. But I'm also on the side of, you know, you kind of got to move on a little bit with life, but not leaps and bounds, just kind of step by step.
And finally, Rudy, buying or selling, you're going to get yourself that Iceman George Gervin Funko Pop.
I am going to buy it because I don't think in my wildest dreams I would have ever expected them to make a George Gervin ice. But hey, Funko, if you are listening, because I know they listen to Lockdown Spurs.
Of course.
We need a Chase variant with ice on the ice throne. That would be awesome.
I mean, that could be like one of their deluxe ones.
Yes.
And I think it just makes sense. I mean, they have Thanos pop on his chair.
Yeah,
they have MODOK, for those who do not know. That's a Marvel villain. You've seen a big head floating on a chair. on a chair. So, hey, it works. I think Iceman on a ice throne works as well. By the way, Rudy, the last Funko Pop Spur was Kawhi Leonard.
Ew, man. It's been that long.
It's been that long.
Wow.
I think I may be wrong, but I believe Kawhi has been the only Spur to ever get the Funko honor.
Has there really been any other Spur since then that deserves one? I mean,
Duncan, Manu, and Tony.
Well, don't they have one?
I don't think they do. I don't recall. You're right.
I don't think they do.
I don't think they do. Not even Robinson. Now, they've had bobbleheads that they give away made by non-Funko companies, but they never made a Funko Pop of the big three. But
wow, we can't even get love in the toy industry.
But here's the thing, though. That toy company is going down the NBA Classics line now. This is just their second wave. So I'm going to hope that there's going to be a Duncan and Robinson and Parker and Manu down the road. But we'll see. I'm pretty sure it gets all sticky with the likenesses and all that stuff. But yeah, for those of you who have not seen the Iceman pop, brace yourself, Rudy. I know you've seen it, but for those of you who haven't seen it, he's in a home white ABA Spurs jersey, and he's doing the finger roll. What more do you want if you're a Spurs fan? For those of you who collect Funko Pops. But yeah, obviously I knew Rudy was going to buy it, because I am too going to get it once it gets released. But we are done talking. We want to hear from you. What do you think about DeJounte Murray and his development this season? So far, so good? Or are you still kind of in wait-and-see mode? See how he finishes out this season. We need to hear from you. Also, what do you think about the Spurs? Should they still seek a deal for the veterans? You know what I'm talking about, LMA and DeMar DeRozan. Or do you think they should stand pat and just play out the season? You heard from Rudy, you heard from me. Now we want to hear from you. Rudy, tell us one more time how they can check out Sports Dime and how they can follow you on social media.
Yeah, follow me on social media. Twitter is a really good place. It's at Sweep the League. Facebook, you can always friend request me on there, Rudy Campos Jr. Sports Dime every Sunday, 10 to 11 on 9:30 a.m. The Answer. We go live on Facebook and Twitter as well, so you can catch us there. Also, real quick, I'm actually going a show on Monday nights called Sports by the Numbers. I'm a co-host on that one. Same thing, 9:30 a.m. on The Answer. Every Monday, 8 to 9, we just started. So be sure to follow me on that as well.
I did not know that. So you're having two shows now on The Answer?
I got asked to be a guest on the Sports by the Number on Monday nights. And so far, so good. It's been
one. All right. Well, there you go. You get Rudy twice over there.
Yeah.
And again, that's the thing about the beauty about today's age. You don't need to be physically in San Antonio. You can just, you mentioned, you know, go to your Twitter and see you there, you know, and your Periscope, everything. So there's no excuse to check out Rudy and what he's doing over at The Answer. As for me, well, you can follow me on Twitter at Jeff G Spurs Zone. Go to the Spurs Zone News for San Antonio and Fox29SanAntonio.com. We got everything for you under the sun when it comes to your silver and black, from those Fiesta medals to more details as far as what Popovich said about the rookie Vassell, even where the Spurs rank as far as the highest valued or maybe lower value NBA franchises in the league. You got to go check that out. And of course, that you want to see that Funko Pop of Gervin in action, go check it out. It's at the Spurs Zone as well. And hey, while you're going to subscribe to Lockdown Spurs wherever you get your favorite podcast, I urge everybody to also subscribe to the entire Locked On network, whether it be the Locked On NFL, Locked On NBA, Locked On MLB network, etc., etc. They got everything there, including fantasy basketball. So if you need fantasy basketball advice, just go check out my good friend Josh Lloyd over there at Locked On Fantasy Basketball. He has it all there. Subscribe to the number one fantasy basketball podcast, Locked On Fantasy Basketball, wherever you get podcasts. So for Rudy Campos, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.